I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors. Joe Davis with you. I'm sitting in for Tim Hughes, and I'm joined by my buddy, Stephen Heumann.
How's everybody doing out there?
Yeah, I bet good, because have you looked?
We're watching the sunrise right now over the valley. It is going to be an amazing day.
Yeah, there is no reason why, the minute this show isn't over, you don't get outside. You should take your radio with you, because you want to listen to the Greenhouse Show.
Well, here's the thing. I bet that right now, there are some fishermen, there are people who are out listening right now who are looking at this same sunrise somewhere else in the state and are feeling the same way we are.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So hats off to you guys who are listening right now who are out in the outdoors and are looking at this sunrise.
Yeah. And for those of you who are just failing at this miserably, which you may be doing, it's true. You're probably, you're at home, you're still in your robe, and I'm like, I don't know. We're going to do something, but we got pancakes and some other bacon. Bacon should help. Can I suggest some bacon and some orange juice?
Let's get it going. You're in the studio. I'll take that.
Definitely. Somebody's going to want to bring that down. But if you can't do it, in the way in which we've described, as I like to say often, I like to consider the outdoors a very wide topic, right? Because if you just get outside at all, you're outdoors, right? So we've got some, we got baby steps here, right? To kind of put it in the what about Bob vernacular. baby steps out the door, baby steps to Oktoberfest. That's what I'm thinking. Just get yourself up to Snowbird. And that is why I am very excited to have my buddy Brian Brown join us from Snowbird. Are you there, Brian? Please say you're there. Let's hoping this is going to work today. Brian, are you there at all? Hello. And just not getting it. I've got it turned on in here. Got it turned on in there. Any luck? Nothing. All right. Well, I don't know what to say about this. This is really frustrating because this should be working. But all right. Here's what I know, because I do
know
a little
Joe.
Bit. So first of all, Brian Brown, an excellent guy who does all the media work and promotion for Snowbird. And I've known him for a long time. And this is one of his favorites, and it should be. It is fun for everyone, Oktoberfest. And if you want more information, you can go to snowbird.com/Oktoberfest, spelled with the K. Don't forget, it's not the C, right? It dates back to the 19th century in Bavaria, right? Which is pretty impressive, I got to say. We're celebrating a festival that's been going on for a long time. Now, grant you that that's Germany, right? We're celebrating in America, and, Americans do their own thing, right? Which means the chicken dance. I don't know. I don't know if that's a German thing anymore. I remember doing it in Germany with the Air Force a couple of times when I was there. But, the chicken dance is a thing here for sure. It's like at every hour they do at least one time, I think.
See, for me, I guess a lot of people think about Oktoberfest, and they think, oh, it's a great place. Try different beers, and you can get a little bit sloshed
really
if you want.
Focus on that.
For me, what I love about Oktoberfest is the music. I just love that folksy music. It is, I don't know, it's not like something I grew up with, but just hearing it, it kind of makes you happy. It makes your foot tap. It makes you feel like you're up in the Swiss Alps, or you're some. I just love the music at Oktoberfest
with the Alpenhorns and. Yeah, and you've got the what is this thing called?
Oh, it's so unique. Just everything is so unique.
Yeah.
The accordion.
Thank you. Yeah, you've got all that. You've got great Utah breweries there. So, for those folks who wish to imbibe, they're going to have, you know, they're going to have that available to them. Not to mention some of the best food ever. Okay, so bratwurst, the weisswurst, the sauerkraut, the apple strudel, the spätzle, the pretzels, the roasted almonds. I mean, it's ridiculous. There is a little bit of everything.
Oh, you're making me hungry just talking about all
this. I know. Right, we should be going. So this is the point. You want to make sure you get out to Oktoberfest. And, you know, this is this goes on for a little bit, so you don't need to worry. You can get up there. There are several dates available still. It's and you know that they even have a way of going up and staying. Like a little stay and play. And let's see if we can get Brian on the line. Brian, are you there? Let's see. I'm going to try. Let's see. I only have tell one. Are we on tell one? So, okay. Yeah. And I've got that on. So Brian, are you there? Giving it one last shot. Yeah, I'm afraid not. Okay. Well, anyway, here's what you need to know. Admission is free. Parking is $10 a car. The hours run from noon to 6, Saturday and Sunday, August 17th through October 20th. And, of course, right then is about when we start getting snow.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Especially up there.
Yeah. So you've got a little bit of time to enjoy this. There are a lot of really cool events that go along with this. You know, there's, you know, little, you know, music things, as you mentioned. There's a lot of great music at Oktoberfest. But this Labor Day weekend, that's maybe arguably one of the best times to go. So that's the Grand Oktoberfest weekend.
Well, and like we were talking earlier, you know, the weather this weekend is going to be perfect.
Right.
And for those of you who don't go up and experience the canyons during this time of year, you know, a lot of skiers, you know, you think, oh, you just go up during the winter.
Right.
But right now is one of the most beautiful times of the year to go up there. I mean, sometimes.
Absolutely.
You'll even start to have the change of colors even this early in the season.
Yeah.
And so you can go up there for Oktoberfest. You might run into a mountainside that has already started to, you know, to turn yellow and red and have that early experience for your fall. And it's Labor Day weekend. I mean, yeah, it's going to give you a lot of opportunities if you take the time to drive up there and you've got something to go to that you know you're going to have food and you're going to have some fun adventures for your family. Or you can just go and try some beers or whatever you want to do. But it's going to give you more opportunities to experience the outdoors if you go up there. So
yeah, you have the zip line and all kinds of fun things to do there. I believe all that stuff is usually running during Oktoberfest as well. So there's lots of things to keep the kiddos happy. You know, the food is the thing that keeps the adults happy, it seems.
Well, I
can
do bratwurst for breakfast right now. Let's just do it. Let's just grill some up here in the studio.
Okay.
Well, think anybody will care. Let's just grill.
It may not translate to radio, but we should certainly try.
You can bring the sizzle. Just bring you can have them sizzling and just pull the microphone over. That would get everybody excited.
Definitely. Well, we've got a lot more coming up here on the last 15 minutes of KSL Outdoors. Don't worry. We've still got more to talk about, and we may try the telephone again. We've got Jim Peterson on the line with the Wendover Air Show. So we'll see if we can get him on the line. But if not, you and I know all about that air show.
Oh, God, I love that air show.
We have been to it every year. So much to talk about as we come back from these commercial messages. You're listening to KSL Outdoors.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors. It freaks me out a little bit without having the music to come back into. But at any rate, we're going to try this one more time, and we're now going to give it a shot with our friend Jim Peterson from the Wendover Air Show. And Jim, are you there? I hope.
I am here.
Oh my goodness. Finally, we've got a caller. This is great. First caller of the day is Jim Peterson.
See how lucky we are?
You bring good luck to the show. And, you know, you also bring a great show to Wendover. I'm really excited about this. September 28th, the historic Wendover Air Show. Tell us all about it, Jim.
Well, it's going to be a great air show out there. For those of you that have been out there before, we have We have a great lineup of aerobatic planes. The show opens at 9 in the morning. We've got Jackie B. Warda, who's a national champion in her Extra 300. She's going to be great. We've got Steve Bennett in a Pitts. He's associated with the Shriners Hospital. He's going to be performing. We've got a 16 airship aerobatic demo. I mean, 16, wow. 16 RVs all in the sky at once. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's amazing. Those RVs, they're little planes, little kit planes, but they're super fast. And I can't even imagine trying to keep that many together in a formation.
Yeah, that'll be really neat. And then, of course, Joe, I mean, you're familiar with all this, but on the ground we'll have the Arizona reenactors. We'll have the barracks set up just like they were in 1942, 43, 44. The dining hall will be set up. We've got military vehicles on the field. And we're also doing a car show.
Oh, wow.
The admission's $15, and you can get it online, but if somebody wants to bring their car, they don't have to pay any extra. They just pay an admission. They can put their car in the car show out on the ramp by that historic Enola Gay B-29 hangar.
Now, Jim, one of the things that I appreciate about your guys' show is the stuff on the ground. Obviously, having the jets fly overhead is always very exciting. But one of the things that I love about the show is the fact that everything is very tactile. And I want the listeners to know that, is that when you go on the ground and you have these old military vehicles and you have the weapons and you have these soldiers who are talking about them, you actually are able to have a real tactile experience where you can touch these things and you can gain a much greater appreciation for our military, for the people who served. And really, I remember walking around a few years ago and having one of the soldiers actually hand me one of the weapons and say, hey, just hold it and feel how heavy it is, so you can understand that when we were walking and what it was like. And he let me put the gear on so I could feel what it was like for those soldiers. And that's something that you can't get at a lot of other shows. Is that something that you guys have focused on so that people can really have that experience?
You know, our whole objective with the restoration of the Wendover Airfield, it's the most original remaining World War II Army Air Force base in the country. And you can walk through the original hangars. We've got the original officers club there that you can go through. The Norden Bombsight Storage Vault, which most people haven't seen. It's a great experience. It's really a hands-on deal, like you said.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think a lot of people don't understand, but this the money that has been raised from all these air shows that we've done over the years has made that all possible to recreate that the Enola Gay hangar and get it back up to its original glory, to fix the Norden bomb site area there, to do the officers club, to fix the tower, all those things. That's all money from the air show that's made that a lot of that happen.
Well, and it's and a labor of love from a whole lot of volunteers.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, don't want to forget them. There's been so many people who have come and worked on that. And maybe more importantly, the Peterson family, who have made this a family project for as long as I can remember.
Yes, unfortunately for them, I've involved them up to the hips. So
everyone's involved. Mom, all the kids, grandkids.
And for listeners out there, I want you guys to know that if you can't make it to the air show, the Wendover base is there all the time. I've actually been, Jim has taken me on a tour of that base, and it was an experience that I will remember for the rest of my life, because there are things at that base that you get to see that you can't see anywhere else, that are pieces of history, and they really change how you think about World War II, about how you think about the people. And you can go there and you can set up these tours and you can have a very personal experience with history. I highly suggest you guys do that.
Yep. We're actually trying to do a fairly regular tour about 1:30, 1:45 in the afternoon that people can go on. It's about an hour and a half tour, and we hit the hangars, the atomic bomb loading pit, the bomb site vault, the fire station, and it's a great deal.
Well, important history there in Wendover. For its era, this is like the Area 51 of World War II, I like to call it. Now a little more well-known with the casinos and what have you, and you really can make a weekend out of it by going out there and staying and checking out the air show. It's September 28th, and the hours of the air show, what are they going to be?
Gates open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it goes till 5. Their aerobatics will go from about 10:30 to 3.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're there early. Don't wait to show up. Get there early. Enjoy the entire event.
Parking is free.
Yep, that's another thing that's awesome. So free parking and a great air show. Your kids are going to love it. They're going to get experiences like Steve talked about where you get to touch things and see things and really get to meet people and have an experience that's unlike any other air show that I can think of. And again, it's all right here in your backyard, historic Wendover Airfield. Thanks so much, Jim. Say hi to the family for me, please.
Okay, great to talk to you, Joe. Thanks.
You bet. That's Jim Peterson. He runs the airport out there. I don't know if you knew that, but he does so much more. I mean, what his family has done is just spectacular. So I want to turn my attention to my buddy Steve for a minute. I am so proud of you because as you've left, the outdoor show world, you are now an author. So tell me about, you've got FanX coming up and you're going to be selling books there and the whole thing.
Yeah, I actually write contemporary science fiction now, which is funny going from, working in the outdoors for decades to writing books. But it has been a wonderful experience. And it was a risk. It was kind of that jump in life that I needed to take. And I took it, and I haven't looked back. But yeah, I'll be at FanX this coming weekend from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I'll be selling books. And you can check out some of my books at stevenhuman.com, which is S-T-E-V-E-N.
What's the newest book? Sorry, I didn't mean to catch up. Get your website in there first. Do that.
And then my last name is H-E-U-M-A-N-N, so stevenhuman.com. My newest book that's out.
Yep.
It's Gavin Baller Book 3. It's the third book in a series.
Okay.
And it's contemporary sci-fi. Basically, Gavin Baller's the number one Hollywood actor in the world, and he gets hunted by aliens. And
there you go.
It's very funny. It's very entertaining. It's also very thoughtful.
Okay.
You can check out everything on Amazon and at the website.
Awesome. I'm so proud to see you with so much success already in the world of writing. That's not an easy place. There's anybody thinks they can write a book. It's a whole lot different to actually do it. And so I'm real proud of you. Good luck to you as you continue writing. And make sure you check out Steve Heumann's book at FanX. You're going to want to stick around, of course, for more of the great things that KSL does on the weekends, including everybody's favorite, The Greenhouse Show, is coming up. Ton is here, and we'll be on the air shortly. But, of course, we have news, traffic, and weather first. That's what KSL does best. Until we see each other again, please get outside. We'll see you.